With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So this was a podcast by a guy named Michael Gervais. No relation to Ricky Gervais of The Office. He's not a British guy. But this guy does sound mad corny. He's a sports psychologist for the Seattle Seahawks.
Kind of a twerp.
Kind of a twerp, just a little bit.
And a
nice, respectful twerp. So he does a podcast of talking to different people from different walks of life that have mastery of something. And so Steve Kerr, when he was going to take his first coaching job, went and spent time with Pete Carroll watching how he does stuff. And Pete Carroll's sports psychologist is this Michael Gervais guy. So he decided to come on Michael Gervais' podcast to talk about his core values and all these sorts of things. And obviously, these guys already know each other.
Sure.
So there's a couple things that I heard as I was listening. This was recommended to me by Jared Sandler, who...
Who had been
recommended to him by Josh Boyd, who's part of the Rangers front office, and a great dude and a very knowledgeable rap fan, Josh Boyd. But anyways, I started listening to it, and I was like, there's a couple clips in here that I feel like are relevant to a lot of the things that we talk about on our show in terms of the Cowboys and the Rangers and on, especially like getting a bunch of guys to pull in the same direction, that whole thing. And this, I want you to think about what's happening with the Rangers,
yeah,
what we've talked about. And so this is Steve Kerr answering the question about authenticity of your message and him talk about what you, you know, kind of get your players thinking about. It's not about a slogan that you're going to paste on a wall or blast on social media.
You know, you go into any team's practice center or gym or arena locker room, you got all the slogans all over the place, right? It's not about a slogan wall. It's about what your day looks like and what it feels like when you walk into the gym. And so I asked Pete, you know, what does that mean for you? And he said, well, it meant, you know, finding the four or five things that were most important to me in my life. What were the values that I held most dear? And then how can I practice those things every day? And I said, well, give me an example. He said, competition. He said, I love to compete. It's my favorite thing. You know, whether it's, you know, playing horse with, playing Monopoly with the family, whatever. I love to compete. And so every day, with the Seahawks, we compete every drill. There's a winner and a loser. We're always competing. And you know, that's when it started to make sense to me, you know, cause I watched them practice. I watched these one-on-one drills with each position group, and they're all fired up cause they're competing and they're going back and forth and talking trash. And it looks so much fun, but that directly related to, you know, Pete's personality.
I thought that was so interesting because my dad was a coach, but by the time I got old enough to play stuff, my dad was out of coaching. He coached my little league teams or whatever. But one of the things he always said, and it always stuck with me, and it wasn't about sports or whatever. He's like, whatever it is, you have to love practicing it because that's where you're going to spend the vast majority of your time.
Yeah.
And if you don't enjoy that and you don't find joy in that, go find whatever it is that you like that. Because to get good at something, you have to spend so much time doing it. If it's laborious and you don't want to be there, then that's going to make it a big pile of steaming crap.
Yeah.
It's going to make it work.
So the worst thing anyone can ever do is talk about their high school career. But the one sport that I ended up being decent at, aside from golf, was baseball. And I liked going to baseball practice. I hated going to football practice.
Right.
And it sucked. And it was only fun when you would have the competing
drills. I love
you think
baseball.
About any the practice. I was thinking about the Cowboys do this sort of. They have that competing thing.
Yes.
And you could tell they're fired up.
Yes.
And they're rather at training camp.
It's big with Garrett.
And I think a lot of those guys, I think, you know, practice can be, you know, a beating to a lot of people.
We're talking about practice,
but like,
man.
Can you get to a point where you're like accepting of, this is my life and this is good and we can go do this. And I'm not just dreading practice. Because the guys that dread it, they don't play.
The
they're not in the league long.
Right.
You know?
You know, and I know we give Garrett a hard time on the whole process thing, but this is really what this is. It's what is your daily life? What is your daily process? And so instead of here's a bunch of hollow slogans I'm going to tell you over and over, what is happening when you walk into the door every day?
This is what the first thing I thought of was when I lost that bet a month ago and I had to go watch your son and you coach your son's basketball game.
Right.
Okay, a bunch of 10-year-olds or whatever. And you walk into this gym and there's all these signs on the wall. It's attitude is everything and respect. And I'm like, these kids aren't looking at any of these things on the wall.
No.
It's the experience that they're having. It's the coaching they're taking from you. It's the whatever happens in the game. All of that is what matters.
Yeah.
Crap on the wall.
It's
good and it's meaningful, but it's really just exterior.
Just
you know,
it's just stuff.
It's just things that look good to put out there. You know?
It's hollow, and what it is it's the equivalent to someone trying to look busy at their job.
Yeah. And
I'm in charge. Here's a slogan.
And I'm not saying slogans mean nothing, because slogans can be meaningful if they are meaningful. Like
if they connect and they're a part of your culture and people are connecting with that, it means something to them.
Like if it's just something that you have to go hashtag and move on because you're told to, that's not going to work.
Okay, so listen
Never
to this.
Quit, guys.
So this is Kerr talking about finding the four core values. He's going to find.
Be four?
He's got four on this. Okay. Now remember, he just said Pete was like, find the five things.
Okay.
So these are four. Here's Kerr talking about finding those four values.
Pete said, you know, find your four values. What are they? You know, write down maybe 10 things that are really important to you. Go home tonight. Go back to the hotel. Think about them. And distill them down to the most important four. You know, what are your key four values? And then you start thinking about how do you implement those four values into your everyday existence as a team? And when those things sort of collide and intersect, that's when you can say we have a team culture. That's when you start building something that feels tangible to the players, even if they're not aware of what's in front of them, and they just feel it when they come to the gym every day.
The idea of feeling it when you come to the gym every day, and it's not like go learn these things, and it becomes just a part of who you are. It becomes a part of your identity.
Yes. That's why I think about this. It's the easiest thing to do with this stuff is like, hey, put it in your core values, which I think you should all like assess at some point. What are the core values in my life? Whatever.
Right.
But I think about the job and the core values for me, it's mood. It's energy. I'm not always good at it, but mood, energy. I want to be interesting, and I want to be informational.
That's good.
All things I want to have. So waste time going to the gym. Am I in a good mood when I go to the gym? What's preventing me from being in a good mood when I go to the gym? And I just, you know, it feels like with the Rangers who are kind of thinking about, like, does Dirk enjoy going to the gym every day? I think Dirk does for the most part. I think he probably hates having to stretch his back.
Right.
You know, but I think Dirk likes going to shoot around and talking trash with the teammates and
there
stuff.
There is no way he would do all those things that he does if he didn't enjoy the overall scope of what it all means and why he's
and the
doing
Witten, still missing the process.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, it's in the dirt. Thing he always likes to talk about, that day-to-day grind on all that. Okay, so this is where we get into the Kevin Durant stuff. Remember a week and a half ago when someone said, hey, Steve just said that you guys aren't playing with the anger you need to play with. He's like, anger? I thought it was about joy. And he was real pissed off when he said it. It sounded like a guy that plays with a lot of joy the way he said it. So here's Kerr talking about this whole idea of playing with joy.
The one that means the most to our team is joy. And, you know, it's something that is critical to our group in particular, because I think it's reflected in the way we play. And, you know, if you watch Steph Curry, sometimes you just think he's a kid at the park, just loving basketball, and it's actually an NBA playoff game, you know, but he's out there smiling and laughing and posing. And it's incredible to see the power that comes from the joy that Steph exhibits and that spreads throughout our team.
Wait, whose bird is in the background?
There's a bird in the back. It's a joyous bird. Now, there's several reasons why I wanted to play this, aside from the bird and aside from the Kevin Durant thing. The number one reason is, who is the most joyous person in town playing sports? currently.
Luca.
All right. And so he's talking about, I think I've told you this before, where the guy in the Warriors front office told me that in all his years in the NBA, he's never been around a person as incredible as Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not saying that. It's the way we talk about Dirk, right?
Yeah.
It's like, man, it's not just him on the court. It's the way he treats people. It's his attitude. It's how he views the world. It's how inclusive he is of everybody. He thinks about the community. He thinks about the team. He thinks about the people. It's just, it's not a real person. And so Pop had it with Duncan. The Mavericks have it with Dirk. Steph Curry is it all trickles down from him. When your best player is buying in everything and plays with joy and makes it great for everyone to be around him. Because there's been a lot of great players that are complete a-holes that you don't want to be around.
Yeah.
Steph is not only incredible, you want to play with him. He plays with a joy that is infectious. Everybody wants to go work every single day to just feed off of that. And, man, as we talk about how good Luka is, I mean, I've told you off air some stories I've heard about little things Luka's doing. You know, I wouldn't bring it to air, but just like little funny things.
Yeah.
That it's hey, he's having so much fun. And that, when your best player looks at everything like that, the Mavericks have a guy that has the Steph Curry approach. And here's Steve Kerr with his 5 championship rings as a player and 3 as a coach talking about having Steph Curry implement the most important thing and it trickle down, that makes life incredible.
Like, you flip the roles of KD and Steph Curry, and KD was there the whole time and Steph was coming into the system.
Right.
That first core value might be different.
Might be different. It's a great point. It's a great point. So I thought all this was interesting to utilize. I mean, he's obviously a very successful guy. Think about our own teams. But I want to end it. I wanted to end this with some awkwardness.
Okay.
So you guys haven't. Well, the bird kind of started making it awkward. But you guys haven't heard the voice of Michael Gervais yet.
Okay. I can't wait to hear this, actually.
So Steve Kerr is about to tell a funny story.
He was talking to a bird the whole time.
He was talking to a bird the whole time. And so he's talking about the first time that they introduced the concept of joy. They did it in a film session. And then afterwards, Steph runs out and does something to make fun of Steve Kerr.
Okay.
So he's telling the story, and then Michael Gervais jumps in.
We had a practice session, basically, that was dedicated to more of a film session, but dedicated to this whole idea of you know, who we were going to be and how it was going to happen. And we talked a lot about joy. And at practice right afterwards, Steph, because he's Steph, was just running around and shrieking and laughing and saying, "Coach, I'm having joy out here. Look at me. I'm having joy."
That's when you know it's real, when you're getting clowned, huh?
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
And then there's like a 2-second pause and Steve Kerr's like, so anyways, Steph is out there. I just love the very
clip of Sean having joy.
Can you play the very end of that?
That's when you know it's real, when you're getting clowned, huh?
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
That's so awkward. So, anyways, thought you guys would like.
Play that clip of Sean having joy again, though. I want to hear.
That's when you know it's real, when you're getting clowned, huh?
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. That's it's when you know thing. It's real with Sean.
The Steve Kerr is Sean is Michael Gervais's Victor Newman.
I think you're exactly right. All right, hope you enjoyed all that wisdom from the great Steve Kerr.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.